in a bottle. Now joining me on the phone, and sadly not in the studio, because if she was here, I'd be getting some pickle or probably some jam or maybe some of her homemade wine, but sadly not. I'm joined by writer and journalist and columnist Sylvia Kent. She's written many books, and her current book, Brentwood in 50 Buildings, is out now. And every month we chat to Sylvia and we have the book club. She normally comes in with a guest, but this month it's Sylvia on the phone, and then we'll have some music, and then we'll be talking to our special guest, who is the chairman of Brentwood Writer Circle, Patrick Forsyth. But good morning to Sylvia.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you nice and clear.
Brilliant.
Lovely. So how are you?
I'm all right. 7 weeks now. Only out to dig the garden, mow the lawn.
Yeah.
And I'm getting fat.
Never.
Yep.
Never.
Yep.
There's not much else to do besides eat.
That's right. That's right. I've got 4 pounds to get off, and they will be off by the weekend.
Oh, hello. And how are you doing that? What are you doing that with? What diet?
Well, just being a bit careful. Mm. But, you know, I love cooking, and really, I've got a book there to do with all the things you've mentioned, pickled onions and pickles. Mm. Love all that. Farmhouse food.
Oh, lovely.
But basically, the books are to do with history, so it's best to stick with that, isn't it?
Billericay Readers Groups, what are you reading during the lockdown? Because you're doing it all virtually at the moment,
we
aren't
are.
You?
And we've got this super girl, Judith King, who keeps us all in order, contacts us to see how we're doing. We've all got the books which we picked up before all of this quarantine business started. So I'm actually still reading Salt Path.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm writing non-stop. And also, we've had the lovely team from Brentwood Borough Council come to make a film, which will be shown on Friday at noon. It all takes time because you have to get ready and think about what you're going to say, and it meant going back in time. I was only a baby then. I was born, but I was a baby 75 years ago. And also the fact that they've got lots of stills of the area and people that took part, and unfortunately are no longer with us. But so that took a bit of time. So I'm still reading that Salt Path, but I'm enjoying it. All about places I haven't really been to, Cornwall, parts of Cornwall. I will be doing a review in time when I've finished. But I would say that it's April 17th was our last virtual book club. Mm. Before that, we had the lovely Ted Bailey, who drove over from Surrey to be your guest.
Yep.
It was the last chap in the studio. I know you're there all by yourself. But he did appreciate Phoenix and the streaming of his programme and his books, Survival and Love and A Major Soldier. They're doing very well. You know, as a result of the publicity.
Which all writers, as you say, need. There's no point being a writer sort of stuck indoors, because once you've got the product, you've got to get it out there.
Yes. And to say that you don't want to do this and you're shy, really, it's silly, because you have a product to sell.
Mm.
And if people don't know about it, how can they buy it? London Writers Organisation, we're doing the same, Zooming, Society of Women Writers. For those not online, not everybody has a smartphone or the equipment we have. So today I'll be contacting many of them to bring them up to date. Our magazine, which does a super job in doing this, is not being printed at the moment because the printing firm are on furlough. So we've got lots of phoning to do, as well as writing, as well as fiddling with flowers, which need to go out soon.
And also making me jam for when you come back in.
Yeah.
After the news, we're going to be talking to, because we're just literally coming out to the news in about 10 seconds, we're going to be talking to Patrick Forsyth.
Patrick Forsyth, who will bring you up with some exciting news about a book that we're all contributing to.
Brilliant.
For our 80th anniversary of Brentwood Writers.